This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate, you know, I know some of you, it's a tough day for some, right? And today, I don't want to say we're celebrating, you know, September 11th. But I guess we are, because we could have done what the snowflakes of today would have done, which is, for all intents and purposes, crawled up into a corner and then cried for the next 20 years. But as Americans tend to do, we pushed back, we fought back, we were not going to let them get to us, we were not going to let them stop us. And I just, you know, I love that about this country. And I wish more people would pay attention about the great things in this country. You know, they like to harp on the nasty stuff only. I was hoping to bring you a video, and I might be able to do it in a little bit. That's what I'll do. I'm going to wait, and I'll do it in a little bit. And the video, or the audio, if you would, was about how the morning unfolded. Because it was a big deal. People don't realize, you know, we're going about our normal business. And a building in New York gets hit. And I don't think anybody at first ever even considered, thought, gave any kind of thought to the fact that this could be an attack of any kind. Right? I mean, okay, we've had a plane hit tall buildings before in cities. Not, obviously, not a jetliner, but we've had accidents as such. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I'm just going to, whether you like it or not, I am going to play the audio on this, because I think it's a big deal. I think you need to hear it. If I can play the audio.
This morning, that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers. The plane just was coming in low, and the wingtips tilted back and forth, and then it flattened out. It looks like it's hit at a slight angle into the World Trade Center. I can see flames now coming out the side of the building, and smoke continues to billow.
And there are people everywhere. There's pieces and parts.
I said the whole takes about 6-7 floors were taken out.
Wait, so hold on just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Just,
it wasn't the building exploding. This was the second plane hitting the other tower. We were all, some of us, I was at work that morning. No, not at the radio station. I was at work that morning. And take a listen.
Damaged by impacts from planes. We saw one happen at about maybe 9 minutes before the top of the hour. And just moments ago, so maybe 18 minutes after the first impact, the second tower was impacted by another, what appeared to be another passenger plane.
That's absolutely inexplicable. There shouldn't be any aircraft in that area, much less something heading what looked like deliberately for the World Trade Center Tower.
We went to a high point in our building, which is on the 25th floor, and you had a clear view of the both World Trade Centers, and the one tower was smoking hard. And there was another plane that was flying low, and we just looked at it, and before you know it, just kamikaze, boom, right into the other tower, and mass explosion, windows flying. It was horrible.
Just, can you imagine? Can you imagine seeing that? Being on the street in the morning, I mean, a normal business day. I'm sure, forgive me, New York, I'm sure in New York there is no normal business day, but you know what I'm saying. You know, and all of a sudden you see this happen. And if you're not looking up, you think there's been an explosion in the building. It could happen. It's New York. It's a lot of buildings, a lot of issues going on. And then you see the second one. And then you're trying to figure out, you know, oh my God, what's actually happening here? There's something wrong. There's something that doesn't look right. And it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's an American thing at this point. They're attacking us on our soil. And Charlie Daniels has some great songs around us coming together. And he's right. You know what? The North can screw with the South, and the South can screw with the North and the West. We can all kind of have our little family arguments. We've all had them, right? You got family. Do not lie to me and tell me you get along just fine with everybody in your family. That you look forward to seeing every one of those boneheads every chance you get. Because I will call you a liar. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back from the break, let's talk about the real heroes of the day. What is it? What does today really remind you of? Shouldn't be just the 3,000-plus American lives that were lost. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Yes, we are. Yes, I is. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully you're enjoying us. You're getting something out of this. And look, and I know there's a whole bunch of shows doing this, but, you know, about the, I'm going to say a celebration. You realize today, many of those moms or families, they were pregnant. And not maybe ready to give birth right at that minute, but pretty darn close. And a lot of those kids turned 18 this week, last week. You know, they're turning 18 in this cycle. They're going to be able to vote. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's just understanding who they are, what they're having to deal with, what they see this country doing today. I mean, how many of these people don't remember, don't know what, 9/11 was all about? Really? You know, on September 11th, I sit there and think about the day, and you should reflect on the day. Where were you? What were you? What were you doing? What does it honestly mean to you? Right? I should hope so. Think of the great sacrifices that others have made. Well, let's just talk about me, because you know it is all about me, about my freedom. I've been asked to speak at events before, especially on 7-Eleven. I mean, on 9-11. Go buy 7-Eleven to get a coffee on the way. Right? I don't consider myself a hero by any stretch of the imagination in any way. But I was asked once to speak about heroes. And, you know, and it's not like you go to that Google thing and, you know, speeches on heroes. It just doesn't work that way. I got to thinking, what makes somebody a hero? What is a hero? How do you identify a hero? And listen, don't confuse heroism with bravery. Two different things. Some say a hero is born and not made. I say a hero is made. That's kind of where I'm coming from. You know, the examples that they see, the people that touch them throughout their whole lives, the actions they see, you know, mom, dad, and whoever. A hero's not someone that with extra human strength, special abilities, a cape, a mask. That's not a hero. A hero in the simplest form is someone who puts others before themselves, right? No matter what the risk, or if they're going to get notoriety or personal gain. And some of you have already figured out where I'm going with this. So hang tight. To steal a phrase from a geeky movie, when the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one, this is the thought process of a hero. It's not about me. Right? When you think about the damages that have been done with the recent hurricanes, right? We see many heroes. We saw many people. We hear many stories of these people running in to help others in harm and need. You see people waiting in the water, not because they were stranded, but because they were going to help other stranded people, right? You know, and you got to keep praying for those people that have already been, you know, caught in, stuck up in these hurricanes that have gone through, right? Pray for the first responders, right? And the other heroes. You're not going to see any of these people. You're not going to hear about them. You're not going to see them. And most people think, you know, of these superheroes, you know, they see a knight in shining armor, right? Rescuing the damsel or the soldier overseas. But let's bring it closer to home. And not that they're not heroes in what they do. The soldier. I don't know about the guy rescuing the damsel. I only seen that in the movie. We're not talking about a larger-than-life person. Someone to go right to a mother or a father. Parental love is strong. I get that. But who comes to mind for me? Yeah, you're going to laugh. Teachers. Public safety officials. Healthcare personnel. Firefighters. Police. Military service. You know, hardworking, underappreciated frontline workers. Community leaders who also make sacrifices of their time. And again, remember, I want you to look at this a little differently. When we think of heroes, right, you're thinking of that guy that comes walking out of the dust storm who's rescued five people from a burning building, but there's so many others around you. People that give up to be, you know, to give back to the community as a whole. People who make the community, the city, the state, the county, the world, the place you want to be part of. Right? What's the motive? Do these people, do they want fame? Do they want fortune? Not only the war heroes, but their parents, their spouses, their brothers, their sisters. who act in selfishness when these people go off to war. They go to fight for us. They go, think of just your police officers who go out every day, every night to make sure that you're safe. Right? And these people will take a bullet, jump in front of a bullet for a perfect stranger. And every night they, or every day when the police officer, the fireman leaves the house, right, the spouse gives them a kiss, love you, see you later. They don't really know if they're going to see them again, though. But they all understand it's for the greater good. For the greater good of all of us. And all of us, we owe them a debt of honor and gratitude. When you think of those who sacrifice for the greater good, who do you think of? Some of you probably jump right on some Abraham Lincoln, because he fought slavery. Roosevelt, Truman, who dropped the bomb to stop the war. John Kennedy at the Bay of Pigs. Who comes to mind for me? Don't laugh. Rosa Parks. Standing for others, right? Now, Rosa Parks came to my church. This is a little side story for you. Years and years ago, she came to our church and she talked and she spoke. And she said, I don't know what the big fuss was. I was just tired. I did not want to get up. But after she saw the outrage, she was willing to take a stand. Another hero for me, Martin Luther King. Ronald Reagan. Right? Tear down the wall. I mean, they thought he was nuts. How dare you speak to another leader like that? How about people like Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi? Mother Teresa, my God, who would be selfless enough to go in to an area that's riddled with disease, right, to save the lives of little kids? But this is up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You'll see the real side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid an alarming increase in lung illnesses and even deaths blamed on vaping, President Trump has announced plans for a ban.
People are dying with vaping.
As he sat alongside Melania in the Oval Office,
He spoke, saying more Americans need to know how dangerous vaping can be.
People think it's an easy solution to cigarettes, but it's turned out that it has its own difficulties.
Now his administration will move to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, often preferred by teens. Health Secretary Alex Azar says within months.
All flavors other than tobacco flavor would be removed from the market.
On Wall Street, markets were up at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 227 points, the S&P 500 up 21, and the NASDAQ up 85. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, as I like to say, I really do believe that our listeners, my listeners, are part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, we don't need any more parts of the problem. There's already a bunch of boneheads out there. You know what I mean? You know, in the... We'll do a little bit more about, not a little bit more, actually a lot more, about September 11th. I saw some clips, and you know what, guys, I'm having some technical issues, so I can't play them for you right now. But how many Americans, how many young Americans have forgotten what 9/11 really was all about? Not just a couple of buildings falling. That's like I'm saying today that, you know, Pearl Harbor, were a couple of, I think of some American ships sunk at one of our bases or something. I don't remember. Would that be insulting? You talk about Pearl Harbor Day. How many of these people really know what Pearl Harbor Day is? What happened in those days? We're going to talk about whether we're still safe today or not. Or are we safer? Are we worse off? When you have Americans that really don't know what happened, don't know how we were attacked, don't know how many lives were lost, I mean, does that put us in greater danger? You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can get involved in the conversation. That would be cool. You know, on any one of the, I guess, Facebook has a live feed, and what's the other one? We have the chat room up on our website where you can talk to people much smarter than I. I know I was teeing some of you off during that last, but I'm not done yet. Because I was talking about heroes. I even mentioned teachers and heroes. You know, it was a teacher for me, in line with a guidance counselor at school. They kept me in school, and B, helped me get through. Today, they would be my heroes because nobody else really cared. When we talked about something, I mentioned Abraham Lincoln and Roosevelt and Truman. And A few others. For me, it was Rosa Parks, I told you. Martin Luther King. Ronnie Reagan. I mean, think about it again. Doing what Trump's doing now, or maybe Trump doing what he was doing. Gorbachev teared down this wall. The loons on the left went nuts. Cowboy diplomacy, they called it. Mother Teresa and Mahatma Gandhi. I mean, Mother Teresa out in the middle of no man's land because she cared about those kids. But, you know, again, I don't know if you can call her a hero, really. Freak some of you out. Look, she loved and trusted God. So there was no doubt in her mind that she was safe and everything was okay. What about the ones around us, the everyday heroes, right? Now, the country today marked one of its darkest hours next to Pearl Harbor, right? We should look at the light that overcomes the darkness, a biblical term, right? Those heroes, men and women, the ones that ran towards those buildings when others were running away. You know, even in Pearl Harbor, there were soldiers, there were sailors that survived the first attack. They're running to the ships, running into the ships to get the other soldiers that had been hurt out. Inside the World Trade Center, there were many, 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 many hero stories. One man who could have saved himself, but he stayed until the end at the side of his quadriplegic friend. You know what I mean? Seriously, you look back and you see this guy in a wheelchair. He can't move on his own. He, in your mind, he's got no quality of life. You got a wife and kids. Why go back and get him? Selfless? That's a hero. A beloved priest died giving last rites to a firefighter. Two office workers finding a disabled stranger carried her down 68 flights to safety. Hey, heroes, I don't have a cape, no mask, no cape. To the group of moms and dads who get up early on Saturday morning to get one out and fix the sports fields that their kids play on, because they want their kids to be safe, they want them to have a place to go, they want them to have a chance, and they don't do it just for their son or daughter, they do it for all the kids. You know, being in education myself, I see those parents only care about their kids, yes. But I also see those parents who care about a lot of kids at their own expense, at their own hours, at their own work, with their own resources. They help them all out. Now, how about the parents that spend time with their children, involved, they're active in their lives, even at the loud objections of their own child? All of you who've had children, you've had that, come on, Dad, you're embarrassing me, right? So today is also for you. If you're not raising a monster, you're raising a true addition to society, an asset to society. God bless you. Thank you. I pray daily for your safety. I pray that God's angels would be encamped around and about those who protect us on a daily basis. Yes, I do believe in prayer. Well, I do believe in God. So, of course, I believe in prayer. Right? And that God will comfort you and bless you and your families. Because a lot of you are making a daily sacrifice. And you know what? It's not a blessing for Democrats, Republicans, or independents. How about this? I'm asking for a blessing on all those Americans that fight, that are heroes that fight for your kids, for your city, for your town, for your county, for your state. Apparently, there's a lot of you that are not praying for California. Okay, I'm just playing. Relax. Put the rocks down. But no, I want you to think about that. Because I know some of you already, I know some of you don't agree with me. Heroes can't be teachers. Well, why not? Not all of them. There's bad teachers. There's good teachers. Bad cops, good cops. Bad firemen, good firemen. But really, when a hero, to me, the guy or gal, the person that doesn't see the danger or doesn't fear the danger and goes in to save my sorry butt. In the recent hurricanes, with all those people that were still stranded in their homes, all the ones that were told to get out and said they were going to ride it out. They're going to stay with it. They're going to ride it out. I've been through hurricanes before. I'm fine. Why does my son or daughter, my wife, who may be a first responder, why do they have to go in and save your sorry butt because you wouldn't do the right thing? Because you wouldn't get out when you could have got out. You know what I'm saying? We all see it. We see it happen. We've all been there. Know somebody who did that? The ones now that have to really be taken to the woodshed, though, who really need a good beating, for lack of a better term, I don't have a problem with this one. Because, see, I'm not one of those guys that believes that patriotism and American, being an American or true Americanism is allowing you to say and do whatever you want to do. Now, you can say what you want about this country, but then I have a right to say what I want about you, right? A lot of Americans say we're remembering September 11th. They're remembering the terrorist attacks. Right? The 18th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda hijacking. Right? We look at the 9/11 terror attacks. There's nothing positive about those. Maybe because it brought us together for a short period of time, but did we have to lose 3,000 to 4,000 lives over it? Right? As most of the nation is honoring the victims, remembering them, never let them die. I know they're physically dead. But as long as they're on somebody's lips, as long as they're in somebody's heart, as long as somebody's talking about them, they're still alive. While speaking at a dinner for the Council of American Islamic Relations in California earlier this year, Omar, she described 9/11 as some people did something, rather than saying a group of Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four planes, ran two of them into the Twin Towers, and killed almost 3,000 people. Why couldn't she just speak the truth? I don't think Omar can find the truth. If you put it in a bag and you mark the truth and put it in her hands, she couldn't find the truth. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution for all intents and purposes, right? You know, next hour, former Mayor David Rubin will be joining us. And he is the mayor of, I'll probably say this wrong, but I'll try anyway, Shiloh, Israel. He's the author of a book called Trump and the Jews. But he's also a victim of a terror attack in which he and his 3-year-old son were wounded. And they go through this on a regular basis in Israel. So we need to hear from people that are in it on a daily basis, on a regular basis, that understand, in essence, what we're going through. What's happening here with us? I'm talking about Representative Omar and how she, earlier this year, how she decided to tell us that, you know, 9/11 was no big whoop. You notice there's no sensitivity at all. Whether she doesn't think it was a big deal or not, she doesn't have that right to push it down other people's throats. Other people do believe it was a big deal. People lost family members that day. And to simply blow it off as some people did something is asinine. And, you know, it shows how cold she is. But this is where I get mad at the parties, especially the Dems. Republicans do it too, but especially the Dems. It's a Dem at any sake. They'll put up a Democrat. They'll want a Democrat to win. They don't care what the background is, whether they love this country or not, what they got going on in their life. She is nothing but a ball of mess. Marrying her brother, lying to the INS. I mean, just crazy. How did she make it there? Now, people voted for her, and people in her district said they were sold a bill of goods. She is not going to win a second term. I'd be extremely surprised if she did. Describing 9/11 as some people did something. Anyway, it's probably the worst attack on American soil. All right? And she couldn't be more disrespectful. Now, many people were not shocked or surprised when she did that. Many people were waiting, were holding our breath for a real long time, thinking, when will something like this happen, Omar said. Well, not naming President Trump in particular, she noted that our leader in the White House helped worsen these issues. Why? Because he was going to hold you responsible. He's going to hold those groups responsible for what they did. He's not going to allow us to play a game and sweep it under the carpet. She mentioned they held up his clip where he says, we will never forget. We should never forget. Yo, Omar, most of this country would say, we'll never forget. Does that make them all mad and nasty and mean? Any way you want to cut it, Al-Qaeda terrorists, people of the Muslim faith, people from the Middle East killed, cold-bloodedly killed over 3,000 Americans that day. That simple. You should at least be able to speak that part of the truth, but you can't do it. I often say on the show, if it's your first time tuning in to The Real Side with Joe Messina, I often say on the show, when is it going to be that we're not going to be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? I don't have the article up, but there was an article that I perused earlier today, and I think it was the New York Times. Now have relegated it. Two airplanes were flown into the Twin Towers. Don't let this happen, people. Do not let them water this down, or any other day for that matter. Oh, he's picking on the Muslims again. No, let's pick on the Japanese for a while, right? How about that? The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Was it the Japanese people as a whole? No, of course it was not. Unlike some of you who write me nasty emails, it was not the whole Muslim believing nation, nations, groups that brought down the Twin Towers. When Omar served as a state legislator in Minnesota, around 2016, 9 Somali refugees were arrested. They found guilty of attempting to travel to Syria to join ISIS. Prior to sentencing, Omar wrote a letter to the judge overseeing the case and begged for leniency. You see, they were going to go join ISIS so they could learn how to come back here and blow this place up. But we should have leniency. Okay, no problem. These 9 radical jihadists, many from her district, were trying to join ISIS. 9 of them. Lived under her umbrella. Right? And this was so they could carry out acts of violence on innocent people. Didn't care about that, though. She begged the judge not to sentence the would-be terrorist to 30 to 40 years in prison. She actually argued in her letter the best way to deter Islamist extremists from joining ISIS is to be compassionate. So what's compassionate? Is it what? Is it raping some young girl? Because we've had plenty of them. As they have the rape gangs out in some of those other countries, we've seen it, we've heard it. They've been accused and convicted of it. Oh, we won't be able to say that either because I'm singling out a certain group. Right, I'm singling out exactly the group that did the deed. The best deterrent to fanaticism is a system of compassion, she said. Omar's compassion for radical jihadists is troubling. It's not the first time that these radical lawmaker has found herself in hot water, right? She also revealed, or was also revealed, that Omar was arrested in 2013 for trespassing in Minneapolis. She was taken into custody at the jail. And the reason they did that is they wrote on the paperwork to prevent her from doing more criminal conduct. She was also questioned before that. She questioned the patriotism of the American-born citizens and claimed that she probably loves this country more than anyone who is naturally born in this country. This is proof positive that they think that if they say it, it's real. If they say it, it's true. If they say it, it has some kind of validity to it. They're just sick. There's no other way to put it. They're just sick. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to put it back on you, you conservatives, you older conservatives. Where are you? What are you doing? What are you working on? Are you talking to your nieces, your nephews, your grandsons, your granddaughters? Who are you pushing the message out to? You know, one of my pet peeves, one of the things I talk about on a regular basis on the show, if you tune in, or have tuned in the past, you know, one of my problems is we don't have people in the house to talk to our young kids, to talk about how what you saw overseas when you fought during World War II. Right? I mean, if you don't have people at home telling you what they saw, what they went through, I don't need to know how many people you killed. I know that's tough for many veterans to talk about that kind of thing. So don't, you know, we don't have to know all those kind of details. But you need to talk about the people that you helped when you went there, the people you liberated when you went there. Don't you think? I don't know why some of you, some of you medically, mentally, whatever, you don't want to talk about it. I get that. I'm okay with that. I understand. Some of you, on the other hand, you could talk about this. There's a lot you could talk about. There's a lot you have to give back that you have to work with. I want to know why you don't. You talking to your young nieces, nephews, the changes you could make, the help you could be to them, to get them to understand truly people who really do live in oppression. Wouldn't that be cool? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give it some thought. Give thought to engaging. Give thought to being involved. Give thought to what you can do to help these kids understand. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You know, be part of the solution. You can also give me some money in many ways. You can buy the book, the coffee mug, T-shirts. You can donate money if you don't want all that stuff hanging out at your house. You can make comments. Give me your email address. If you give me your email address once a week, I send out an email. I let you know what's going on. Just once a week. It ain't that hard. And if you don't want an email but you want information on the show, it's real simple. All you got to do is text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and we'll send you an email before the show starts. You'll have a clue. Although, I don't know why you can't write it down. You get your pencil, get your paper. Some of you, you'll have to get a chisel and a slate and put down when the show starts. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Go tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Take the few minutes before we start in the next hour to email your friends. We're going to talk about whether we're safer today than we were 18 years ago. We'll be back in a few. You're listening to The Real Side.